You found the Radio Thrift Shop. If you love crate digging and seldom heard sounds, this show may be for you. There's no agenda, no genre, just the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s until today. It's all about the joys of musical discovery. I'm DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Thrift Shop. Just Whistle by the Watson Brothers Band. Welcome to the Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London or online at classicalwscs.org. And on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to take a look at private press releases, which I do from time to time because I really, really enjoy them. The first few tracks we're going to hear are from a new compilation released by Anthology Recordings. The double LP is called Maybe I'm Dreaming, and all of the tracks are sourced entirely from private press releases, a world where production quirks, late-night tapists, and one-man studio dreams were not necessarily a choice, but the hand that was dealt. These are folks who loved making music for the joy of making music, found their way into a studio, and created incredible music, and were able to listen to it all these years later. All right, here's Rick Penta with My Story Changes.
Somewhat younger. lips, it takes her time. Seven years to find the rhyme. Reason's always been there, it's a crime. I must be blind. Green-eyed gypsy sipping tea. What's your deal, you say, for me? Trains and planes and books, children's eager looks. These things are always on her mind, like a good red wine.
Living beings without number, I vow to bring them through. Why become a Buddha? There's nothing else to do. Endless Dharma doors, I vow to study too. A person's gotta do something, and there's nothing else to do. Person's gotta do something before it gets too late. There ain't nothing else to do. Might as well cultivate. Nothing else to do. The Buddha way is supreme. The Buddha.
something a little bit cool and different there by the band Awakening. Gotta do something, may as well cultivate. Before that, we heard Jim Ware with Green-Eyed Gypsy, Forest on the Mountain by the band Elderberry Jack, and we started off with Rick Penta, My Story Changes, all from the new collection Maybe I'm Dreaming, private press recordings released by Anthology Records. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're not dreaming. You are at the Radio Thrift Shop right here on WSCS. And I'm here every Saturday evening with you from 10 p.m. until midnight. It's no genre listening. You never know what you're going to hear.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The wheatfish is cryptic. That doesn't mean that it speaks in riddles or leaves notes that no one can decipher. Instead, it's easily hidden. It blends into its environment. Divers say it's so well disguised that even if you find one, it's impossible to find it again if you look away for even just a second. There are several species of wheatfish. Most of them live around New Zealand or southern Australia. They're mainly found in shallow waters, living in dense beds of kelp, the seaweed that's anchored to the bottom. The wheatfish is small, no more than about 7 inches long. It has a slender body that's crested by a tall, forward-angled fin that looks a bit like a mohawk. It feeds on small fish and crustaceans, usually at depths of no more than 100 feet. Each species of wheatfish blends in with the type of kelp bed it inhabits. The golden-crested wheatfish, for example, has a canary-yellow body with a streak below its eye, like a dark teardrop. Other species have their own colors and patterns to match the background. Like many other fish, the wheatfish is facing some tough times. Lobsters, fish, and other types of marine life have been over-harvested. That's allowed sea urchins to flourish. And they gorge on kelp, sometimes wiping out entire beds. Without the kelp, there's no place for the wheatfish to hide. So there's nothing cryptic about it. The population of wheatfish could plunge in the decades ahead. Today's program was episode 1000 of Science in the Sea, a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. We're available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Well, that's quite an accomplishment, 1,000 broadcasts of Science and the Sea. And you'll generally hear Science on the Sea in every edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm going to play the entire side of an album by Rick Saucedo, which was released privately in 1978. It is one song. It's called Heaven Was Blue. And if you were listening to the Radio Thrift Shop about a decade ago, I'm pretty sure I played this back then, maybe even more than once. Quite impressive. Here's Rick Saucedo, Heaven Was Blue from 1978.
Thank you.
Rick Saucedo, Heaven Was Blue, from the album of the same name. Now, Rick Saucedo is still around, and he is still performing. Throughout his career, he has mostly been known as an Elvis Presley impersonator, performing live at clubs, restaurants, festivals, theaters, casinos, banquet halls. That has been his career, but he is quite a musician. He plays guitar, sitar, bass, drums, piano, and numerous other instruments. Anyways, love that tune, Heaven Was Blue, Rick Saucedo from 1978. And this is the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening on WSCS, so either on terrestrial radio at 90.9 or online somewhere, or maybe your Wi-Fi radio at... The website is classicalwscs.org, and I'm celebrating 26-plus years here on the airwaves at this wonderful radio station.
This is Bertno. For as long as humans have been solving problems, we've looked to the living world for inspiration. We've even got a word for it.
Biomimicry is a term that comes from the Greek, bios meaning life, and mimesis meaning to imitate. And so the idea is problem solving and innovation and design, where we are imitating what nature has already created.
That's Billy Allman, a futurist and biomimicry expert, who says that lots of modern inventions incorporate elements of biology, like airplanes.
That's an example of mimicry of form. So the Wright brothers, they actually studied turkey vultures and the aerodynamics of their wings as they were working on their first iterations of the airplane.
Nowadays, biomimicry is helping engineers design state-of-the-art technology, like energy-efficient vehicles and climate-resilient architecture. And Billy says there's still a lot more we can learn from nature, our first teacher.
I do believe that nature holds maybe not all solutions to all things, but I think a lot of what will be based on our continued understanding and exploration of the natural world.
Learn more about biomimicry in the latest season of Bring Birds Back, available in your favorite podcast app and at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Jazzy Johnson.
How not to do a radio show. Play music no one's ever heard of. Don't be afraid of the sound of silence. Fix a snap cassette in the middle of the song. Play weird music on a classical station. Play 6 versions of Roll Over Beethoven, followed by PDQ Bach. For more tips on how not to do a radio show, follow me at Radio Thrift Shop every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. on WSCS.
Would you like to try the sky? Then let go. Feel the need like me.
you believe I love you, baby? Would you believe I care? Would you believe I want you, need you, right here, right here? Would you believe I don't sleep at night? Would you believe I cry? Would you believe without you, baby, I would die, I would die? So tell me, baby, how you want me to prove my love for you. I can't stay away, not for a day. I've got to be with you. Would you believe me this time, baby? Would you believe it's true? Would you believe there's no one, no one else but you, else but you? So tell me, baby, how you want me to prove my love for you. I can't stay away, not for a day. I've got to be with you. Would you believe me this time, baby? Would you believe it's true? Would you believe there's no one, no one else but you, else but you? Would you believe me this time, baby? Would you believe it's true? Would you believe me this time, baby? Would you believe it's true? Would you believe me this time, baby? Would you believe it's true? Would you believe me this time, baby? Would you believe it's true?
Bye. matter how hard I try to understand the reasons that we carry on this way, we lost in this mess.
Some really scarce privately released recordings for you there. That was Larry Coven and Masquerade. Before that, Gloria Buck Black with Would You Believe? And we started off with Abraham Batat and Fly Away. Well, it's time for me to fly away from at least this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm here every Saturday from 10 p.m. until midnight. If you'd like to correspond, my email is radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. I would be glad to hear from you. Any musical requests or themes that you'd like me to explore in future broadcasts, I'd be happy to do that. Although I don't play death metal music or rap, but almost everything else is fair game. All right, until next time, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.